go, 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 shorty, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. It feels like my birthday. Drunkenly singing. I'm back home from the Edinburgh Fringe, and you know, as you take stock of the whirlwind month and how unbelievably successful it's all been, it's still easy, isn't it, to focus on the negative. We all do it, don't we? I never get onto the stage thinking this is going to go amazingly well, even though it always does. And even after a month of success, it's easy to dwell on the one or two things that have gone wrong, or the one or two things that have made you less happy. So I won't do that this year. My focus is purely on the positive. However, I will say, if you come to my show, as some American lady did this year, and tell me on the way out that I really enjoyed it, but sorry, I don't have any money on me. I take card, by the way. Yeah. And then she proceeds to give me 50 cents. I'm doing this in the UK, these shows. If you give me 50 cents, I will remember you forever. You don't have any money. What are you talking about? You're visiting Edinburgh from America. You have lots of money. I absolutely cannot believe you're down to your last 50 cents. I mean, if you are, what an amazing gesture, which I will take to my grave. But as that is bullshit, why? Why did you do it to me? I mean, just leave without saying anything or giving anything. If you say that you really enjoyed it, then in that split second, I'm expecting $10, $20, $30. Don't give me 50 cents. Just give me nothing. You said you had nothing, so give me nothing. Give me 50 cents is like telling me you enjoy the show, telling me that you've got nothing, and then spitting in my face. You may as well have spat in my face the way that makes me feel. This was a show I poured my heart and soul into for a year. It was emotion about my grandma, a woman who really had nothing. She had nothing. And I tell you what made her such a nice lady. She didn't go to a comedy show and really enjoyed it and then spat in the performer's face on the way out. Anyway, as I say, some really good things happened too this month. But right now, my eyes are covered in this blagger saliva.